This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steve Kuyler with Basketball Insiders joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well, my man. How are you?
We're doing good. I wanted to start out by asking you, what does this Milwaukee Bucks team need to do in your eyes? Because it seems like they're going to make sure that they keep Brogdon, keep Chris Middleton, try to keep a lot of these pieces together for what they did last year. But what do they need to do to take it the next step? Because to me, you're not really getting better unless you're actually getting better. You don't want to get better because teams around you get worse.
Yeah, but I think there's a couple of things, too, is, you know, kind of keep in mind that, you know, Giannis still is a very young superstar in this league. You know, this is going to be the thing that gets him a little more motivated. When you have the chair kind of pulled out from under you, that's when you're going to either get in the gym and really work on your jump shot, get in the gym, really work on your hand. All of those things become the motivators. So I don't necessarily think running it back as it is means you're not getting better, because I think the roster itself will get better. But there's a reality. You're probably losing Nico Mirotic. You're probably losing, you know, other guys like Brook Lopez. There's, you know, the George Hill situation. So you may not have all of those guys come back, which means you've got to find where you're going to get all those three-point shots that Brook Lopez made if he's going to go be a Laker, a Maverick, you know, pick a team. So there's a reality there that without cap space and because of what Brook Lopez signed for, almost impossible to bring him back. So that's where I think it's, you've got to get better, and that means now it's value. You know, now you've got to get things out of your D League program. Now you got to get value out of minimum contracts. Now you've got to be maybe aggressive in trading a young guy. So there's more work to be done, because, look, the Boston Celtics are going to reload, the Knicks are going to reload, the Brooklyn Nets are going to reload. Everybody in the conference is going to get better. So you have to as well. So that, I guess that validates kind of your concept. But the truth of it is you're going to probably lose more than you can reasonably bring back, even if you bring back Chris Middleton at whatever number, even if you're bringing back, you know, Malcolm Brogdon at whatever number, because of just how the cap works.
So let me ask you this, because in the Eastern Conference Finals, what we saw was Kawhi was a one-man wrecking crew, but he also had Lowry. He also had Gasol coming up in big moments. He had other guys. Giannis was the guy that they said, go get your 25, and everybody else, you got to beat us. They couldn't do it. So my question is this. Who's your number two on this team if Giannis is going to be the guy that's going to get you 25 and be the workhorse and hit the wall continuously in the Eastern Conference Finals? Who's your number two? Who's your go-to guy now?
Well, Brogdon should be that guy, right? I mean, that's who you want it to be, Brogdon or Middleton, because those are going to be the guys that you're probably going to have to pay $20-ish million to. But the truth of it is, for most of the season, it seemed like it was Eric Bledsoe. And I think Eric played above himself a little bit in Milwaukee. Now he's locked into that long-term extension. You know, is he that guy? I don't know that there's a real clear answer to that. I think there's a lot of guys you want to be that guy, but I'm not sure that we know exactly who that guy is going to be. And I think that's the big question that John Horst and the coaching staff have to figure out, is how do you get Giannis help? Especially help in those situations where maybe it's not working for Giannis, when he can't be that 20-10 guy.
The one understanding here is bringing back, Chris Middleton. And Chris Middleton, look, he, you know, the crossover dribble, trying to get inside, just couldn't do it, struggled a little bit in the Eastern Conference Finals. He was a good piece player, but you're going to be paying him a max contract to be the number two. I don't know if he has more ceiling in him. You know what I mean?
Right. And I think the interesting one in all of it is, you know, you could, and as much as we talk about running it back, you could walk away from these guys. You know, you can walk away from Chris Middleton. You can walk away from George Hill for $1 million. You can say thanks to Brook Lopez. And then you're talking about maybe having some cap space. Now, you can't really get to, you know, the elite level guy cap space. You're not bringing in Kemba Walker or, you know, Kyrie Irving. but can you get at a Julius Randle? Can you get at, you know, a Terry Rozier? Can you get at kind of the next tier guys that are going to make, you know, $12 to $15 to $18 million next year versus going in on Chris Middleton at 30 versus going in on, you know, Brogdon at 20. You know, these are all things that they've got to kind of figure out against the cap. You know, you look at Milwaukee from the outside looking in and saying, well, there's no way they can be free agent players. But the truth of it is they can be.
Who else is going to, do you believe, be a real threat in the East for the Bucks? If Kawhi leaves Toronto to go to the West, who then is it? Is it Boston if they lose Kyrie? Who then? Is it Philadelphia? Who then becomes the real threat to the Bucks?
Yeah, that's the funny part, right, is like, what does Boston look like? We don't know. If they get Kemba Walker, they look pretty good. If they don't get Kemba Walker, not so good. You look at the Philadelphia 76ers, if Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris resign, they look great. If both of those guys walk away, they don't. You know, the Knicks could look amazing. They could look the same team that they were last year. I think Brooklyn is probably the only one that still looks like it'll be the same team regardless of what happens in free agency. If they get Kyrie Irving, which is basically the worst-kept secret in the NBA, maybe that's a little bit of an upgrade over D'Angelo Russell, and now you're running it back with kind of the same group of young guys. So that one gets interesting. But Charlotte could be a shell of themselves if Kemba Walker leaves and goes to the Western Conference. Orlando could be a shell of themselves if Nikola Vukovic and Terrence Ross leave. So all of these teams, maybe the Indiana Pacers, but look, they're going to start the season without Victor Oladipo. He's just getting ready to start the rehab portion for him where he's getting on the court. So they're going to have to maybe run it back, but they could lose, you know, Bogdanovic. So there's just so many questions because of how many free agents there are. You know, look, when you're sitting at the top with the best player in the league, you've got a head start. But, you know, who's number two? I think we'll know that maybe Sunday.
Well, we knew Kevin Durant was possibly heading to New York, but we assume that is now out of the trade or out of the talks. And then you've also got Klay Thompson. We don't know where he's going to end up, most likely Golden State. But what happens with the Knicks now? Because the Knicks were all the talk about how they cleared the cap space with the Porzingis deal, but now they're kind of left with their hands out going, who are we going to get?
Yeah, and it then becomes, you know, pick two from column B, right? You don't get to pick one from column A, you get two from column B. And, you know, is it going to be D'Angelo Russell? Is it going to be Terry Rozier? Is it going to be, you know, those level of guards? And then are you going to get after Julius Randle? Are you going to get after a Nico Mirotic? Are you going to get after a Malcolm Brogdon? You know, so where do you go in column B? And I think that's going to be the least sexy answer for anybody, because I don't think anybody's overly excited about those names quite the way they were about Kyrie and Kevin Durant. Because I think if you land Kyrie and Kevin Durant, it's not just that you got two really good players. It says that your franchise is respectable again. And if you have to go out and spend big money on the next tier guys, you're still where you were. And I don't think anybody wants to admit that the New York franchise isn't nearly as desirable to free agents as maybe fans want it to be. So I think there's a lot in that, and certainly it's a big miss. And you know, if you miss with James Dolan in a big kind of embarrassing way, you usually are out of a job in 16 months. So, you know, this front office that everybody's been so enamored with, you know, they then put themselves on the clock to prove that it all works. Because if you don't get the jewels, if you don't get the number one guys and the number two guys get a lot of money, you're right back where you were, handcuffed to mediocrity.
Before I let you go, so give me the West, because obviously Golden State's not going to be Golden State anymore. I mean, they still have Steph, they still have pieces there. Are they the top dog? And I guess, look, LeBron's a very good player, and he mentally, to me, last year kind of checked out of this thing. If he gets just one additional piece around him, is that enough to put them over the top? And because so many people are picking the Lakers to win the West, and they really haven't done anything to tell me that they're a team that's ready to go from out of the playoffs to a team that's going to win the West.
Yeah, and I think everybody who's saying that isn't recognizing that you've got LeBron James and Anthony Davis and no one else. You know, Kyle Kuzma could be that third guy. Maybe they get another guy in free agency. I think that's the landing spot for Jimmy Butler if he doesn't get what he wants out of the 76ers. So that could be good, but then you're going to have to fill out the rest of the roster on minimum salary, and that can get very ugly because the bench is usually what wins you things in the NBA playoffs. But to answer the question directly, you know, kind of number one, number two, I still think Houston can be in the mix, although the reports of their dysfunction make you wonder how good and how united they really are. I love what Utah did in trading for Mike Conley. That's an incredible team that just got better. Portland proved that they're as good as anybody. I think they're going to get better in the offseason. You know, what do the Clippers end up doing in all of this? So I think that there's room there to see a team kind of, you know, maybe jump up in front. But if I had to handicap it today, I'd go Portland 1, Utah 2, and the Rockets 2B. We'll see what they end up being after all of the chaos this summer.
What's the Jimmy Butler status right now?
In Brazil, you know, he's hanging out with soccer players, posting stuff on Instagram. He doesn't seem like he's overly concerned about what's coming on Sunday. You know, the good news for Jimmy is he's going to get a max offer. He's going to probably get a 5-year max offer from the Sixers. That's going to be hard money for him to turn down. Houston Rockets are telling anybody who will listen, they'd love to sign and trade for him. That's a max level number that keeps Jimmy in the max level number situation. And as I said, I think the Lakers are the one situation where Jimmy makes a lot of sense, because Jimmy is capable of being his own guy. He can play with LeBron. He's a star when you need him to be. He's still fairly young. He loves the L.A. marketplace. And I think that he personally is built to handle the pressure that could be what the Lakers situation is next year, where everybody expects them to be great. And if they're not, boy, they get under siege pretty quick. So, you know, that is an interesting one. The Clippers, kind of a dark horse in all of that. So, you know, I think Jimmy's going to have a lot of opportunity here in the next week.
Always good to talk, Steve. We certainly appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes, and the flurry should just begin here very, very soon. So we'll talk to you, okay?
Anytime, my man. Be well.
Appreciate it. Talk to you soon. There you go. Steve Kuyler joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline from Basketball Insiders. And some really good stuff there, as a matter of fact. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.